Hello and welcome to the Stephen Trice podcast, episode 41.
We did it, lads. We did it.
Looks like we made it. What have you two been up to? Of course, we've had Christmas. Max, you didn't spend it alone. You spent it in a jail cell. Tell us about that.
Well, after tier four was announced, I thought, you know, fuck Boris.
Doesn't even affect you.
And, you know, I thought I'd march my way into London and, you know, let number 10 know how I was feeling.
Cause a riot.
Was it Downing Street? 10 Downing Street?
No.
Oh, for
10 Melgrove Place.
Oh!
Mate, I don't think Boris lives there.
Or Baker Street. This is Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
There's one.
Dave brought in celebrations.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Here you go, Max.
Dave. Oh! Oh, my God.
Celebration time, come on. And Dave got it.
Joe, can you get a towel, please?
Hurry up, Joe. Use your dry personality to get it. Go get a towel. Dave, how was your Christmas?
Well, it was ruined by tier four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, just wait for the towel, you div. We're doing a podcast here.
What if no towel?
Come on. Get out. Yeah, my Christmas was ruined
by what?
Tier four.
Oh,
I wasn't able to travel down.
No.
No one in, no one out.
Did your family travel up?
Nah. Well, I met my mum halfway through.
Yeah.
And she got dropped off our presents.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So,
what did you get?
I got money.
Did it look like a drug deal to anyone else?
She did pull out a suitcase, and I did have loads of white powder on me, but it was she asked for some flour.
Snow.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so she was baking a cake.
Yeah.
So
you were baked.
Oh, I was.
And it sounds like cake. Cake.
What about yours? What was your Christmas scene?
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet, mate. yeah, it was really good until until we were driving to my girlfriend's family and I shat myself along the motorway.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
To be fair, I was when we was driving, there was a load of penguins on the loose.
Oh, so you don't want that, do you?
We had to dodge that. It was
it's great to see, but
for Christmas as well,
yeah.
Penguins and snow goes
that's
hand
beautiful.
In hand.
Why did the Queen do a rap instead of a speech this year?
Do you know what? I thought that. And why was Philip doing the backup dancer in the background?
He can barely move as it is.
Techno.
Pretty sure William had him on strings.
Yeah,
poor bloke.
All the way in Canada. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's Harry.
Oh, that's shit.
Of course, this is the New Year special.
Yeah.
It's the last podcast of 2020.
Yeah.
Done over 40. Well done, lads.
We've done very well.
Yeah.
Very well.
In terms of what I've been up to, I went to London before Tier 4 was announced.
Ooh.
I did two podcasts. I did the Jackmate Happy Hour.
Nice. How did that go?
Yeah. It was good. Went well.
Nice.
Although I had to wear a Christmas jumper and it was so warm in there.
Yeah,
I was sweating.
Imagine.
So I did that and then went to True Geordie's for the annual Christmas podcast.
Nice. Was that the same day?
Or did straight after.
Two in a day?
Yeah. Will wasn't there for it.
Right.
I think he was ill, apparently. So, you know, we soldiered on.
Yeah.
Was there a different atmosphere?
It was initially, but then you get drunk, so...
Yeah,
just true.
And I don't know what I've said, so... I haven't seen it yet, but I don't know what I've said. So apologies if I've offended anyone.
I look forward to it.
Except for the Prince Andrew jokes. I was sober when I made those.
Make sure of it.
But yeah, a lot of podcasts.
Well, if it did go bad, you ruined their podcast, making us look better.
Yeah, that's very true. And that's the aim, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, to make someone else look bad.
So we
and
look
of course,
good.
There's no trace back to me.
No.
I'm doing that in a video.
Not at all.
Uber. Okay.
Oh.
I've told this story.
Yes.
Told this story to everyone I know.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know what it is.
But I'll tell it again for these viewers who may have missed it. Anyway, football on Thursday. Me, Dave and Tom are playing. I call an Uber and I'm going to make three stops. Which is sometimes a problem with Uber drivers.
Ridiculous, though. More fair.
Yeah.
I thought so.
So the first one, he pulls up and he gets to the edge of the car park and says, I can't take you. Oh, that's weird. So we stop moving over. He shouts, I can't take you. So I'm thinking, oh, he can't come into the car park. So we get to the edge and he goes, can't take you. You're dirty and smelly. Like, what? He said, you're dirty and smelly, and covered in mud. So I just showed him, you know, none of us are covered in mud. We played on AstroTurf.
Yeah.
So I was like, We're not dirty at all. So he goes, all right, get in then. I was like, hold on. Rewind a moment.
Yeah.
Dirty and smelly.
He was a knob, to be fair. No need for it.
No need for it. He's not giving us a lift out the goodness of his heart. He's getting paid.
And he knew he was coming to a football area because it's power league.
That's
everyone
it, yeah.
Knows what Power League is.
I just said to him, you know, imagine if I said that to you.
Yeah.
I'm not getting in your Uber because you're dirty and smelly.
It was out of order.
Yeah.
Very out of order.
Yeah. Dave backed me up.
Yeah.
Tom looked at the floor.
Really? Yeah. That's classic Tom though, isn't it?
Yeah. Told him to get lost.
Weak. I said on your bike.
Yeah. On your bike.
Disappointed with that.
Did he get a bike out the back and ride off?
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He wasn't that kind of guy. Yeah. He wasn't going along with the joke. Then the next guy who did come pick us up, wasn't a problem with him. And he had mud in his name.
Yeah, he did. It was very ironic.
Yeah,
it was.
Right. I love an ironic Uber driver.
Yeah, same.
Exactly.
And he was nice.
He was nice.
I'm pretty sure he even said, oh, you look clean and
smell great.
Smell great.
He said, is that Paco Rabanne? Yes, sir. Anyway, sketches. Did a couple of sketches.
Yeah.
Not the Francos.
Not the Francos, yeah. If you haven't seen it already, check it out. It's great.
Watch it.
Had a great laugh.
And we did the 2020 one.
2020.
That, yeah. I have to say, was one of your best videos this year.
Oh, thank you.
By far.
Just one of. Didn't make many.
That and Lee DL, that was top tier. Stephen Tries, you brought back how good you are in that video.
Which means you were down? Ooh.
No, I'm not saying that.
Tough year, man.
I'm just saying he brought the standard back to Stephen Tries with that
classic
video.
Classic.
I think personally.
We had Joe McGrath eating chicken with his dog.
How is your mum?
Hey!
Dirty and smelly. Especially after those wings.
Hey. Wouldn't lick her fingers.
It was there, Joe. It was there. I apologise.
Plans for New Year.
Right.
We're sort of limited in what we can and can't do.
Yeah.
I have the idea, and I think, especially up north where it's tier 3, tier 2 in some places, or anywhere in the country, you're not going to be able to stop Christmas. It's a bizarre idea to go. Especially in London, you can't mix houses or whatever.
Yeah.
Why do that October to December? It's been all half-arsed, isn't it? Especially with London, tier 2.
Yeah.
You pretty much do what you want. And then the week before Christmas, it's so bizarre.
Do you know what annoyed me is the fact that he promised it, though.
If
he never said, well, we're going to...
And he put it on a big bus, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Painted it on his new plane as well. If he had just said, right, I'm going to review it closer to the time and we'll see where we go from there. But no, he promised us it and then took it away. Any politician, though, that is, to be fair.
This is it. We'll get into that. Anyway, so I think people are still going to have their Christmas. People are still going to have New Year's.
Yeah.
For me, New Year's was always a bit of a bad one. Don't know about you. I just thought it was overhyped.
Oh, really?
Didn't really enjoy it. A lot of pressure to go and have plans and do something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Max, it's different for you because it is your birthday eve, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
What was New Year's like for you then?
God, depends where we went. So at the beginning of my life, a lot of it was going to my uncle's for a big party.
Yeah.
You know, Jules Holland on the TV.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Dad getting drunk.
Yeah.
After that, it would be straight home to
your
bed.
Dad up. Yeah. With your dad?
Oh, no. Made that weird.
No, sir.
Made that weird.
No, sir.
Little birthday pick me up. Yeah, a bit weird. So after that, obviously...
Forget the candles, you can blow.
Only one this year, though. You won every year, aren't you, Max?
Maybe one and a half if I've got enough in me. Sorry.
That's all right. And then... Yeah, a lot of school parties and house parties, there we go.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, what was your best New Year's Eve?
Can you come back to me on that?
Okay, yeah. Dave, what was your best New Year's Eve?
Best New Year's Eve was actually this year, surprisingly. I was in Amsterdam on New Year's Eve.
So 2020.
2020, and we were there high on hell on mushrooms. We was just going, this is going to be the best year of our lives.
Yeah.
I was like, let's get ready for we're going to make it this year, we're going to go far, this is it. And then Australia bushfire happened.
Amongst other things.
And amongst, yeah.
You're still reeling from that, aren't you?
That was a mere inconvenience. Sure, a few koalas got smoked.
So did you in Amsterdam?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the thing in Amsterdam, like, they celebrate New Year's like in a whole different way.
Oh, yeah.
They set off fireworks.
Are you sure this isn't anyway. Just the mushrooms?
The empty
they have rabbits coming out the floor.
This is weird. Yeah, I know, it was fantastic. Really good.
That'd be good, yeah.
Good vibe. Nice. They were setting fireworks off in the middle of the street. Yeah. It was fantastic. It was, and the thing is, no one was like, oh, watch out, sir. There's a firework. They're not Australian.
Or South African.
But South African. They were more like, gurdy, 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 gurdy. And then the police were in laughing. They were clapping. Yeah. I was like, yeah, this is fantastic. So it was a great time.
People might have thought you were faking it if you were going, yeah, this is fantastic. He's having a terrible time.
Not even looking at him.
No one actually says that.
Realistically, it was just Dave hallucinating in the corner of a cafe somewhere.
Police are shaking him. You okay, sir?
Fantastic.
Max, have you got a good New Year?
So we went to a house party.
Oh, yeah.
Got shut down by the cops.
Oh, yeah. Federales.
Oh. Human about that.
Yeah.
So we just went to a local park.
Nice.
Quite a few of us.
As you do.
Got drunk and had played the penny game, which was fun.
Penny game?
Yeah.
Did we have a fight over a penny?
Yeah.
You're so strange.
That's such a good game. Have you not?
It's just you battering someone whilst drunk.
Yeah. Good fun.
That sounds quite cool.
Yeah, not for the other people.
I didn't always win.
No, they were playing.
That's one fucking penny. Oh, look, mother, I found a penny on the floor.
Homeless person. Can I have that? You have to fight for it, mate.
Yeah, I think.
Over a penny.
Yeah.
My best New Year. What did I do? I went out once. Don't brag, but it was
especially in this day and age.
Most years I didn't do anything, and then I think one year my mum went out, mad party. She was like, she came back from it, and she said, "Oh, there's loads of teenage girls at this party, you know." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool." I spilt muesli all over the kitchen floor. Had a little cry to myself. So that sort of showed the levels of my New Year's most years. But then I went out to St. Helens with Cameron Green. Good friend.
Oh, nice. Yeah, great nice. Friend.
So we were having a great time. I think I'd been editing How to Be the Chicken Connoisseur that day.
Okay, yeah.
Knew we had a good video in the can. I was feeling it. And then we go out, get to the big club in St. Helens, and they go, "Yeah, you're not coming in that shirt." What? It's sportswear. I see two lads walking out going, "They're wearing trainers." I'm proper Will from the Inbetweeners. So then I'm like, "Fucking hell." And they all go, "Oh, we won't go in if you're not going in," which is very nice of them. So we went to a different place. They wouldn't let me in with the same top. I'm like, "Fucking hell."
Oh, yeah, what top were you wearing?
It's like a...
had a massive swastika on them.
Yeah, it was Adidas Originals. It was like a smartish one. Like in 42s, you wouldn't look out of place. So then I get a shirt off this guy, and he goes, "Yeah," because he had a nice shirt underneath. So he's like, "Yeah, you just wear that. We'll get in." But before that, I'd gone to the manager of the club. I was like, "Look at how many followers I got on Twitter." Oh. Didn't have many at all. I was like, "I can help you out." And he's like, "Yeah, we just can't let you in with that top on." Then when I did get in, he let me in for free. So.
Did you help him out?
No,
Sodom. They didn't let you in for that top, so...
That's so true,
Don't know fashion, mate.
No.
That's it, yeah.
Clearly.
I was thinking, look at the other people. At least I'm over 18. that's not the case for half of the people in here. We actually got in there and it was just rammed full. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I've been to a few clubs on New Year's.
It's a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awful sometimes.
I think I'm done with clubbing.
Yeah.
Unless it's like somewhere foreign or a big one.
Mm.
Elsewhere, it's just too busy.
To be fair, it's probably clubs in Manchester, like uni clubs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, places where you can go and let your hair down, have a little boogie. That's fine.
That's it.
That's all I need now.
In Edinburgh, I'd love to go club. I've been clubbing in Edinburgh, and it's fantastic.
Yeah?
It's a great time.
Really?
Honestly, it's brilliant.
Oh, the history of this town, you know, it's great. Look at this marble floor.
DJ just puts on an audiobook about the history of the city.
If you look to your right, you'll see the castle up there. We'll actually take a wander up there in about 20 minutes. Maybe bring a scotch with you.
Now for the proclaimers.
Everyone's just rocking out. Like, tell me more.
You don't clap your hands so loud, please, guys. Bit rude.
I've got a 9-to-5 point.
New Year's resolutions.
This is one.
I think we did this 2 years ago in a New Year's podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't last year, it was the year before. And I think mine was to upload more content. Yeah. Which I didn't do that year, but this year.
Got there, yeah.
Do you remember yours 2 years ago?
I think I had two.
Okay.
One was to lose weight, which I was doing really well. At the beginning of the year, I got down to 18 stone.
Well done, mate. Well done.
Yep. Stop your applause.
I must ask you to stop. I cannot tell you that you need to stop more.
I think there's a book coming.
A big one. So a friend of mine was...
training.
Sort of, yeah, training me at the gym. So got from 22 down to 18.
Fair play.
So, well, let's say 5 stone. And I was keeping on track.
4.
I was going to do all right, sure. And then lockdown hit, the gym shut. So it's like, okay, I can still train you in the park. I think I went once. I didn't enjoy that at all.
You live opposite the park, don't you? So was he there every day just shouting, you know?
Come outside, Max!
And then after a while, he moved back to the Czech Republic.
Yeah. Right.
So I didn't even have him anymore. And then...
What's a not going train?
And then I'm now 23 stone.
What's you again?
Do we boo him?
Boo.
Wow. Well, fat shaming, yeah?
Done well to get there, though.
It's a 23 stone, yeah. Like, it was a lot of work.
It's impressive.
It does, to be fair, it does take a lot of work to get to this.
To lose 4 stone and put it all back on again.
And more.
And more.
Plus change.
So in terms of resolution, what's yours for 2021?
2021, get back on that. So I know what I need to do now.
Yeah.
I think my other one was to tweet more.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think the only time I've tweeted in the last couple of months is retweeting this podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, I think
I'd say stop waiting to get to 40K followers for some sort of big tweet.
I don't even know what it was going to be.
Get out there.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say anymore.
Yeah. I've started using Twitter a lot more.
You're good at Twitter.
I'm getting there now with it.
So. Your personality comes across.
Oh, thank you. That's what I like.
And you spell things correctly.
Everything.
It could be 18. You are, Joe. So, Dave, your resolution.
My resolution is, well, to do more auditions for like TV and film.
Could do it for the sketches if you want.
Yeah.
we have to audition. Fuck.
Fuck, yeah. Just because Peaky Blinders are looking for extras. And
got it on DVD if they need it.
I'm going to give that a go, try that out. I was meant to do it this year, but obviously, whole thing happened. Yeah. I had no motivation.
Do you want to give us a taste of it now?
What, of me audition?
Yeah, just audition for Peaky Blinders. Is that, you know, you got a camera there.
Yeah, okay. Are we going to be part in the scene as
well? If you want, yeah.
Yeah, Candy.
Yeah, I'll be Tommy, you be Arthur.
Yeah.
Arthur.
Oh, Pauline.
I'll
be the one that wants to get into the gang.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, bloody hell. There's chaos. I can't get a good night's kip these days with all the relevant time bomb things going off.
All these machine guns are taking up my knicker washing time.
Well, you don't even wash them anyway, you dirty bitch.
Oh, that's so true. That's such an awful thing to do, isn't it?
Why are you again?
I'm awful.
Sorry, I've had a big whiskey.
I've been smoking
and I make fucking smoking look cooler. Fucking not.
Can you blow some of that smoke on my knickers, please? Because they're stinky.
Yeah, it'll smell like smoked salmon now.
Oh.
Yeah, for damn.
What the fuck are you smoking? Sticks.
Your knickers smell like...
Oh, because of the fish, yeah.
You dumb bitch.
And this is exactly
cut
how I
someone cut it.
I'm all from a man.
Are you the man?
Yes, I'm all for a think.
You're deaf now. A little change from the past. Okay. I heard a knock at the door.
Hello. I just want to be part of your new gang.
Sorry?
Yes. I've just come up with the other day and I found a gun on the floor. And I thought,
Arthur, this Eastern European man.
And I thought, I might as well come on and join your gang.
Look, Ringo Starr.
I like your hats.
Can you fight?
I can have a little tear up every now and then.
Can you wash knickers?
Arthur, will you shut the fuck up? Trying to run a serious business here.
So much laundry, man.
Right, you can have his place.
Get in there.
Get to knees.
There you are.
BBC, if you're watching.
Thank you.
They do film in Manchester, don't they?
Exactly. That's why I'm thinking about going for it.
Very good. Very nice. So you want to do one more auditions?
More auditions. Get my name out there.
What should mine be? Be less of a twat?
No.
What do I do a lot of?
It doesn't need to be annoying stuff. It can just be something you want to do, you know.
Travel.
There you go. Travel.
Just go anywhere. Yeah. Maybe be more relaxed.
Yeah.
More
or get this podcast a Spotify deal.
Or anyone.
Or any deal.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take any deal.
Exactly.
I mean, we won't. Predictions for 2021.
Right.
Will we have a summer?
See, my think is, if we ain't sorted by summer, I don't know when we're going to be sorted.
Winter.
Nah, yeah. I reckon it's going to last years if it's not sorted by summer.
No, because they've got the vaccine.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So I think that's just going to bail them out.
Some of us can't take it, sadly.
Yeah.
Penicillin.
Should have told your dad that on New Year's Eve. I think we'll have a summer.
Do you? I hope so. I hope so. We deserve something.
I live opposite a park, and this summer, I saw more people in that park than I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's very true.
Like, ever. So, even if we are still in lockdown, I don't think anyone's going to care.
You can't be cooped up in the temperature,
No. The summers have been getting really hot recently.
Real toasty.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful we'll have one.
Yeah.
I want festivals to be back.
Yeah. Get on it.
I want everyone to be able to do what they want again.
Yeah.
God, sorry if that's a little bit of a hot take.
Make us feel bad.
Yeah, I just want to be free.
Yeah.
And to be able to travel again, that's the main one. Max, predictions? Yes.
Hopefully, I don't even know.
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun, yeah, sure.
I reckon a volcano's going to erupt.
You reckon?
I'm thinking. When's the last time you heard of a volcano erupting?
What about if we go for a prediction in your life, Max?
A loser stone.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
At least one. Found from a beach.
Hey.
Get it.
Stephen Lyre. Oh, my prediction, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Liverpool win the league. Stephen Lyre.
Stephen Lyre. Stephen sweet little lies.
Sweet This week I am detective.
Oh. Nice.
Fun fact. It's not fun. I've never lost a case.
Oh. This might change.
That goes
today.
To the same at an airport. Never lost a case.
And the lawyer's office.
Lost a case. Don't know, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Joe. Sorry about him. Go on, guys.
Who do you want to go first?
Max looks edgy. Ooh. Max looks like he's lying.
Go on, Maximoto.
Go on, Max.
I won a little reward and Peter Crouch gave me a smile.
Ooh, Peter Crouch did play for Portsmouth.
Yeah.
But you're not a winner. go on, Dave.
I once accepted the wrong award.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dave, you can go first.
Okay. It was at my school.
Yeah. What year?
I was in year 10. Year 10 or 9? One of the two.
You tell me.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with year 10. And they were doing awards, because if you go into like clubs and that, I was part of like, not the drama club, but I did a lot of school shows.
Yeah.
So they used to do like, people done school shows, sports awards, you go to that. And there was a two Davids. It was literally only two Davids in my year. Mm. And he got the award for portraying the best character.
Mm.
And because I
love that award.
Yeah.
You're the Oscars winner. Joaquin Phoenix got portrayed in the best character.
Number one award. And where he said David, he didn't say the last name. I trotted up there. Because in my own head, I was thinking, there's no way I'm losing this award. Went up there, accepted it. They realised that I weren't it. And they just carried on. And it wasn't till the end I had to give the award to the other fella.
What was the name of the other David?
David Bradshaw.
Didn't David Bradshaw get up as well?
No.
Because he thought it was you as well.
Yeah. Well, no, to be fair, they did say David Bradshaw is the winner, but I didn't hear Bradshaw. I just heard David. And where I was closer to the stage, just got up, rocked on.
Oh.
Very embarrassing.
Yeah.
My mum was there as well. Was in a very happy bunny.
Great acting, though.
Yeah.
So was this during the day, like an assembly?
No. It was after.
Special
like an after
awards
school
even.
Thing. Yeah.
So what show had you done that year?
Jack and the Beanstalk.
And what were you?
I played the friend, he's Kenneth.
And what did the other David play?
He played the bad guy.
The giant?
Not the giant, the giant's lawyer funnily enough. It was a pantomime.
Yeah.
And at our school, they'd always change it up a bit to make it a bit remix. More fun, make the kids get involved, and come up with a bit of a storyline.
Okay. Okay. Go on, Max.
Yeah. As a young wee nipper back in 2001, I was in school. Yeah. Nice. Picture the scene. I'm in school. And each week, there would be a raffle.
Ooh.
You'd buy raffle tickets.
Nice.
Or you'd get raffle tickets.
Yeah.
If you do good stuff, if you're a good boy.
How old were you?
8.
I would have been 2.
Yeah, quick maths.
Huh?
So I had a lot of raffle tickets because, believe it or not, I was a goody two shoes back then. Mm. So one week they did a raffle because, like, normally you'd win stuff and it would be like, oh, a pencil case.
Nice.
Or pencils or erasers, shit like that. But I won. And it was the week that they'd planned a trip to Portsmouth Football Club.
Yeah.
Not an award, but I won something.
Yeah.
I hated it. I hated the whole thing. But we got to go there, and like we saw
this. Who's we? A few of you?
Yeah, there's a few of us. It wasn't just...
Like one for every year?
No, it was just whoever won the raffle.
Yeah.
It was like a school-wide thing. I went, we saw the team walk past, and,
nice.
You know, there's little Petey Crouch.
Well, 2001?
Yeah. Yeah, he's tall, isn't he?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I think it was him.
2001.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. He's playing for them about 9 years later.
Ooh.
Maybe not then. I don't really remember. It was a football player.
How did you know that it was Peter Crouch?
I don't know. They all smart. Obviously, they all walked past and saw us there, so it was
so,
like a...
So why...
Why did I pick his name out? Because I just looked the team up this morning.
So you don't actually know he was there?
Well, I assume he was if he was in the team.
This is a shit story. Oh, I'm assuming someone was there.
It's a team. It's a football game. Of course he's going to be there.
You don't know if he was there, though.
Why would he miss it? It's his job. That's like me not being on the podcast.
You weren't watching a game, though, were you?
Yeah, I'd won tickets.
Oh, who were they playing?
Watch it.
I don't remember. I literally don't remember.
Does it sound believable?
But Peter Crouch...
I'm not going to lie to you.
You won the raffle and Peter Crouch smiled at you.
Well, like, we were sitting at the front
so
and they walked past
us.
So for you
to say specifically, Peter Crouch smiled at you.
Yeah.
And then you're not sure if Peter Crouch was there.
Because I just picked the name of the person that was in the team.
He could
that
be
day.
Injured.
Why would he be injured? Well, yeah, maybe.
So, I think Dave's lying because it didn't convince me. Yours doesn't make sense. I believe you've won tickets to go and watch Portsmouth.
Okay.
The whole smiling about Peter Crouch bit. So I'd say out of the two, Max is probably true, but it's weird. Am I alone in thinking that's weird to say Peter Crouch smiled, but I'm not sure if he was there?
Well, I didn't say I'm not sure he was there.
You did.
It was only because then you started going on that he didn't work.
Did you know it was Peter Crouch?
No, to be fair, no. I'm 8 years old. I hate football.
He's 6'7". Did a 6'7" man smile at you?
Maybe.
Okay.
I wasn't paying too much attention.
I believe you've won tickets.
I won tickets. Yeah.
I believe that's true.
I just try to spice it up a bit with the Peter Crouch story.
Yeah.
I believe you've won tickets to go and watch Portsmouth.
Okay.
And I'll stand by that.
Yeah.
So I go true, false.
Yeah. My lie was his name wasn't David Bradshaw.
So if you just changed your name, we could have had a better thing.
No, I'm only joking.
Fuck. Fuck Dave. Yeah.
I'm only joking. Yeah, so you stumped me there.
Is it true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you didn't know it's Peter?
No. No, that whole thing's true. I don't remember. I don't remember at all.
But so you hated it?
Yeah, I did not have a good time.
Oh.
Everyone else was cheering, obviously.
It was like a mini school trip.
Yeah, it was me, 4 other people, like kids.
Yeah.
And then 2 teachers.
You sat right near the front.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you near the bell ringing guy? Just
No, I don't know. I've met him I've seen him a few times around town.
Did you say he smells? Or did someone else tell me that?
I've heard secondhand that he stinks.
Yeah.
Old Peter.
No, the guy. Have you seen that at Portsmouth? That he's got like blue hair, maybe.
Yeah, he's got. No, I think he has dreadlocks, doesn't he? And, like, the big hat and stuff.
Can't say I have.
As if he didn't stand out enough ringing a fucking bell.
Yeah.
Well, there we have it.
Yep. Sorry about that. Yeah, I
delve deep into these things.
Yeah. That's why you're still winning.
Tripped himself up. As soon as you said what was his last name, it threw me.
Dave, Dave, I'm going to have to ask you to leave, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awful, Dave.
Yeah, I'm
Get
sorry.
Get out, Dave.
I won't come back.
Tom Looney's back in the building.
Yay! Great to be here.
You just missed out on Max's what turned out to be a truth, where he said he won tickets in a raffle to go and see Portsmouth, and he got a smile from Peter Crouch. Basically, when I said, how did you know it was Peter Crouch? He's like, oh, I don't know. he has no idea if Peter Crouch is there.
It's a good little title, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Little Crouchy gave me a smile.
Yeah, it's like me going...
Nice little memory.
Oh, yeah. I lost the Christmas hat competition, but I got away from Nicolas Cage. Not sure if he was there.
Yeah, but at least mine, there is, there's at least reason why he would be there.
As part of your truth, you said you got a smile from Peter Crouch.
Yeah, no, no, I did.
He's not watching.
No.
This goes out to you, Crouchy.
Okay, let's get into it. How's 2020 been for us? Best and worst moments, that kind of thing. Max, how's 2020 been?
Not bad.
On the whole?
Yeah, not bad. I met my girlfriend.
Yeah?
In 2020.
Who's Mahatma girlfriend? You're going to Joe McGrath doing it this week.
We'll meet him later.
Mahatma girlfriend.
Mahatma girlfriend.
You found love?
Found love. What else?
You got a chomp in your advent calendar, see how he swings it around.
How did the advent calendar turn out? Did
chomp
it
today.
Oh,
it improved for like a few days. Yeah. Again, it lulled you into that, like, oh, okay, you know, 2020's looking up, we're having a great time. And then yesterday was a curly whirly, today was a chomp.
Life is a roller coaster. Just got to ride it,
that's
mate.
It, man. All the way to the end.
So, what's been your best moment, finding love?
Yeah.
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 Worst moment, apart from the chomp.
Got to be up there, though, surely.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Worst moment, I don't know. It's been, for me, it's been quite, apart from that.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, new job.
Still in worst moments here.
Anyway, Tom, best moment. No, come on. I'm trying to think, apart from those two big moments in my life this year, I can't think of anything else that's really...
Hey, just say Jerry Christmas.
It's been a really eventful year.
Sorry, Jerry Christmas. I think there's a few worse ones than Jerry Christmas. At least Jerry Christmas, I had the fun of giving my good friends lovely presents.
Which you tried to take back. when we turned the cameras off.
No, come on.
Really pressured me.
Really needed that apple, man.
So, Tom, best moments, worst moments?
So, best moments was the least I noticed. I put first post-lockdown haircut, but what I meant was kind of like a new appreciation for things because of like so much got taken away.
Yeah.
I don't know, it really made me think in ways that, you know, probably wouldn't have thought without the pandemic kind of making me
Joe,
value
stop
things.
Picking your nose. Fucking hell.
Really off-putting. Worst moment of 2020.
One. Big hair on
your
moustache.
Yeah.
Put it in your jam, mate.
Save it for the jam. don't want to waste this valuable seasoning.
Just was that like an evidence bag?
Worst moments. It's mad looking, because like, a lot of these are early in the year. I forgot they were even 2020. Personal worst moments.
General, we've got.
I put Kobe Bryant. That was quite sad. Obviously, the Australian wildfires, they were horrendous. Yeah. And I was reading some of the stats about them. And in real, 47 million acres, more than a billion animals died.
It's like when they got rid of Club Penguin.
Yeah, bloody hell, well, those puffles gone in an instant.
Puffles?
Puffles. It's a fucking puffle.
You're not playing Club Penguin?
No.
All right, you make jokes about that, but...
It sounds like a knockoff Penguin bar from Aldi. Let's be puffle. Got best moments.
Nice.
1 million subscribers. No, it's just sort of passed.
I guess it was 2020, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry, it's all just been a blur.
But that happened right on the start of lockdown, so sort of overshadowed it, really. Liverpool won the league. That was good. Cheers, Max.
I put that in who had the best year. Liverpool.
Joe, stop booing, mate.
Yeah.
Alton Towers. When you look back, it was a fun day.
Sorry,
Max.
Yeah, no, really good fun day, that.
Yeah.
Me and all my friends hanging out.
Howard from Halifax. That was this year. Howard.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
What happened at Alton Towers that was bad? Oh.
Not bad, it was good.
Did you not go?
No, he didn't go.
Oh, you had too much fun that you didn't realise.
Why do I remember you being there? Yeah. Sorry, mate.
No, that's all right, mate.
Oh. Yeah.
No, it was good.
Yeah, it was good fun.
We'll do it again.
Yeah.
Nah, I'll probably be busy.
Yeah, still without you.
Yeah, exactly.
Little 1 year special. Worst moments when we got told we were staying in for 3 weeks. Devastated.
Yeah, you were like, I remember you really didn't think it was going to go past the 3 weeks.
No, it's like, you were 3 weeks and then we're out. That'll be good.
Yeah.
3 weeks. Festivals cancelled. Yeah. Summer cancelled.
Yeah.
A lot of fun there.
So many cancellations, just one after another.
Yeah.
Like a restaurant.
Yeah.
That you ran.
Yeah.
The head chef McGraw. Trump losing, that brought some sort of
well, I put that in most embarrassing moments just because the way he lost, the way he kind of handled that.
Yeah.
And obviously the Four Seasons press conference.
I've got that Rudy Giuliani in there.
Yes.
For embarrassing moments.
Have you seen the bit where his hair dye's leaking down his face?
That's awful.
Everything about that man.
He's had a bad year.
Borat.
Well, he had a bad month, didn't he?
Yeah.
It was right on the back of Borat. And then
not enough to be made of that.
Dripping outside in the Four Seasons.
Joe McGrath put here in most embarrassing moment with the jam.
Yeah.
Just general 2020.
Most embarrassing moments, I've just written Joe McGrath.
Yeah, exactly. Producer Supreme. At least these microphones are plugged in beforehand.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that was good. Just because Joe was on camera for the first time. Wayne Lineker I've put here. He's become more of a joke because he put a big post about what he wanted, the criteria for his next girlfriend.
Oh.
And it was so long. And the bit he sort of stuttered over was, and it's written as well.
Yeah.
He'd sort of gone over it was the age. It's like between 30 and whatever. It was like, could be lower though.
Asterix, preferably so.
So that's a bit embarrassing. Villain of the year. I've got some candidates here for you, just off the top of my head.
Got a few.
Wiley. He got mugged off by Stormzy and then embarrassed himself with anti-Semitism. Carol Baskin.
Yeah,
she was a villain for March.
Carol Baskin, yeah.
Is Stormzy Jewish?
No.
Yes. What?
No, he's not, mate.
Okay. I didn't know if Wiley was saying...
Oh, no.
Okay,
fine. No, that's the main thing about that. It was
just random anti-Semitism.
Like an interview.
Okay, fair enough.
The government...
Yeah.
They've had a stinker, really.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Dominic Cummings.
Yeah, Hancock pretended to cry the other day. Oh. That was embarrassing.
The worst thing is the stills, the three stills that have been turned into a meme.
Yeah.
That little eye looking up. It's horrendous.
There's a guy from Made in Chelsea, and he got cheated on by a woman who was on Love Island.
Okay.
And then I saw a video where she's asking him to get back with her, and it's the most cringy thing I've seen this year, where she's really pretending to cry and there's literally nothing there.
Is he blonde?
Is
it that Sam?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're back together now, so what's the fucking point?
Celebrity Imagine video that they did during lockdown.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah. Horrendously cringy.
Yeah. I find Zoom calls in general just awkward.
Well, I put Zoom as the big winners of 2020.
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
Their stock has gone through the roof.
Yeah.
Somebody made a point, which was like, how the hell did Skype not get on top of this?
Yeah.
You know.
But it's the way you have to, you know, put in your email.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
Joe Wicks, he cashed in.
Yep.
With his PE class. Not the first time a PE teacher's taken advantage. Call back to Tom with his undie story.
Yes. That was just my teacher.
Don't you remember?
Oh, was it?
It wasn't even a PE teacher.
You should have reported him.
It was a she.
Oh, no. I've seen that film. I've not. No. Jesus, I've not.
Asterix.
Knobhead of the year. Ooh. Bojo. It's
and
just
his posse.
It's more just with the stuff he says and then contradicts himself. Mm. And he doesn't get called out on it enough.
Mm.
But yeah, Bojo's had a bit of a stinker. Keir Starmer, he's had a few stinkers.
Is that?
He's
not,
Labour leader.
He's not particularly likeable, is he?
No. Yeah. No one's come out well from the government.
Mm. In any government, really.
Ooh.
Wow.
Another one for knobhead of the year is the Liverpool mayor, who went into tier three like that.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's been taking a lot of backhanders off other people, and and he's also, when this came out, Chippy Tits was trending on Twitter because that's what everyone calls him.
Chippy Tits.
Chippy Tits. So he's
welcome to my world.
Great, his career's great done new pretty nickname. Much. Yeah, you can't come back from Chippy Tits of all things. Even if he proved it wasn't him, it's like, oh, everyone's called you Chippy Tits now.
Yeah,
embarrassing for him. Favorite episode of the podcast? Shall I give you just three of mine?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
School.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that one for multiple reasons. The head teacher came.
I wasn't there for that bit.
Oh, yeah.
Don't remember any of that. Yeah, I think I left the room.
Two camera can came in.
I left the room for whatever reason.
He wasn't having a good year.
It was just down from there.
Yeah, and we had a lot of stories about school. And we only did some of them as well, so we'll come back to that one day.
I mean, obviously, I just delved into my story about winning tickets to the football pitch.
Yeah, that's a little bit of gold we've just discovered. Yeah.
Wait for more of that.
Yeah, Gordo in Spain.
Yep.
People call him Gordo.
Gordo.
Gordo. Yeah. Gordo.
Gordo. Gordo, yeah. Good times. Never can figure out that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
LGBTs. And then next was birthdays.
Yep.
Arguably the greatest story we heard about Pirate Pete.
Oh, God, great memories.
Yeah.
Fucking, what a great couple of episodes that was for me, yeah? Fucking Gordo and, you know,
Pirate
Gordo
Pete.
And
Pirate Pete was probably one of my favourite. Just
that story.
The introduction of that story.
It's incredible.
You know, we fed off that for a few weeks, didn't we?
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Still feeding on it, baby.
Yeah, man. Oh, you still got the spread from there?
You've made too many sandwiches, Mum. Deep freeze them, son. They'll come in later.
Ever defrosted a Scotch egg? Nightmare.
Breadcrumbs come straight off. Breadcrumbs on a Scotch egg? Yeah. Yeah, you get an egg. Boiled, I think. Boiled. Hard-boiled egg.
Great. Scotch egg material.
Okay, so, and then drama.
Don't remember that one.
Yeah, we were speaking about drama and our acting abilities and our acting.
Okay.
And that's when Hollywood and Oscar Worthy were in. That one was fun.
Oh, acting.
Acting.
That's it, yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, my bad. Was Ryan in that one?
Yeah, I think
Ryan was in
that
one. He was. Yeah, oh,
we should
probably
thank... of 2020.
Probably thank Ryan and Cameron. When they come in, they deliver. Very nice. Especially Cameron with his history.
I think, you know, one of my favourite moments was Ramdas. Ryan's story about him playing the Princess Ramdas, was it?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
See, I don't watch these back. So.
Well, he was talking about, was he at a school playing a character called... Yeah,
right.
He's playing a character called Ramdas.
But you do the edit, you know, you get to relive it all.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
We've got a few more of these to go through, but I think we should have, well, everyone's favourite segment, IMAX.
It's IMAX. IMAX.
You didn't hear it last week, did you?
What happened last week?
He forgot to... Well, no, he sent it, but it didn't come through.
All right, is that when we were just...
just chatting?
Yeah, just chatting.
I listened to it.
Doing some, like, stock footage.
Started off really well.
Reactions.
Started off really well and only got better.
Fell off a cliff.
But it's just, you know, it's just segments, snippets of my life.
Yeah.
You know, sort of open up to the world to visualise.
Any snippets can be anything you want them to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, just what happens in my life, you know.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Just like this week.
Oh, yeah, what's happened this week?
It's only awards season, baby.
Is it? That's usually February, isn't it?
Yeah.
At IMAX, though, we do things differently here.
Yeah?
Yeah. And this week it was the IMAX
Is this awards. The first ever award season for IMAX?
Nope.
Oh, what... Okay.
No, we've had a few.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's been the big winners in the past?
Generally me, because, you know, I am IMAX. I run the show.
Do you have staff?
No, but this year is a bit different because normally these reviews are things that I do on my own, out of my own back.
Out of your own back?
Out of my own back,
you've not done many reviews.
No, before this podcast, I was doing reviews for years and years and years. But this year, because of the podcast, other people got involved. So,
yeah. Oh, okay.
You know.
That's good.
Yeah.
I guess.
There's someone that kept coming up, and it was Tom.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll win something. That'd be nice.
I hope not.
Joe's been in it quite a lot recently.
That is true. I think I should...
Treat.
I think, you know, obviously I am IMAX, so I should win the awards.
Let's hear it. Go on then, Max. Introduce it.
Hi, guys. This is IMAX. So, as you know, I'm a film reviewer.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
IMAX is feeling the heat and is down with the fever. No, I mean awards fever. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen of Tinseltown, to the 93rd annual IMAX Awards. Ever since I crawled out of the womb, I dedicated my life to reviewing the freshest, hottest flicks to the detriment of my health and sanity. It has all been worth it to bring the fans what they crave, fresh, new movie reviews. Please welcome your first host to give out the first award.
Hey, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Reviewing is all about having brains and seeing the hidden truths behind movies. So this award is for the reviewer who is wisest beyond their years. And who is it, Whoopi?
Tommy.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Even he was wise one day beyond his years. He's still beating me by at least 50. Bullshit.
Aye.
Great. Yeah, well done. Anything else to say?
Gordo.
Fuck off. Anyway, please welcome the next host.
Hey, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Wow, Whoopi Goldberg. The next award is given to the reviewer who can find joy in their work, as sometimes the movies can bring us down. Who's won this one, Whoopi?
Dave.
Oh, for fuck. Yeah, whatever. Now on to the next award. Let's see our next host.
Hey, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, wow. Whoop 3 Goldberg. This award goes to the reviewer who could make the content work. The man who makes IMAX sound as good as it can. The producer, if you will. Who's won this time, Whoop 3? Let's get this over and done with.
Joe.
Hello!
Classic Joe. Fine. Let's get to our last host. Oh, it can only be Whoopi Forberg.
It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, Mr. President, sir. And you've come to give the award for...
Great reviews.
Great. And who wins that?
Max.
Wow, what a treat. Incredible award season this year. A lot of reviews were made. A lot of awards were given out to, you know, some people that don't deserve them.
You know what? You've worked hard on IMAX over the year, and I can see it's taken its toll.
please give me release, Steve.
Sounded like a mass gathering.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, and well done on your award.
Thank you. You too.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Wise beyond your years.
Max, I've got no reason to kick you out except for, you know, going to bring Dave in. See you later.
Good
mate.
Enough reason for me.
Yeah.
So next up, we have an award for the best character of the year on the podcast.
Ooh.
And we actually have a special guest coming in to announce
Ooh,
this.
Oh, nice.
Hi.
Here we are.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Pardon?
Hi, it's great to be back. Had to cancel a one-man nativity to be here, but I'm bloody chuffed you've had me on.
Yeah, sorry, forgive me, who are you?
Oscar-worthy.
Oscar-worthy, that's the one.
You are, that's the one.
You are
just
forgiven.
Kidding. Just kidding. Yeah. We know who you are.
You're not having a vision of a very talented man sat in a chair. It is the real thing.
The one and only.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you. No, I don't think we met before.
You've probably seen me on stage and screen.
Yeah.
You probably think you know me.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
Familiar face.
You're just a fan. Yeah.
you excited to come on and announce this?
Announce?
Yeah.
I thought I'd won best character.
Well, you're less of a character and more of a...
I'm still a character.
Royalty.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that.
Well said.
But, you know, in terms of the people you've had on the show, I don't think it gets better than Oscar Worthy. I mean, you had...
No, you're probably right.
You had that trollop last time, Hollywood. Hollywood struggle to get up the stairs, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I kept saying to her. She's dead now. Bless her.
Most of the year's characters are, in fact, dead. So let's just hope.
I think, are we all guessing it's Jeremy Ponsbum? Yeah, he's a bit slow.
He got there.
Okay, I wonder who it could be. Can I have silence when I deliver my line, please?
Yeah.
And the winner is... Ooh. Ask.
You okay?
Everything all right?
Is it something written down there?
Winner is Phil M.
Hi, it's me, the
Fuck
number one for
Phil.
What? I'm gonna go see a man about a dog.
How do I not remember that again?
Don't worry.
You call me down. I cancel work for this, okay? To help out this shitty podcast in this shitty room. And I don't even
need for that.
I don't even get best character, really.
We just wanted to present.
Pardon, boy? Is that the tart from Wingate, is it?
The very same.
Oh, you have some nerve. You have some nerve. Make me sick. Who's he to talk about appearance?
No, you're right. You're right. He's.
Yeah.
Apologise on behalf of him.
Phil M. You know, really, that's who wins the award? Phil M.
But we don't decide, you know. It's voted for by the fans.
Exactly.
You know,
what fans? What fucking fans?
I've never heard
loads
of
fans, mate.
No, oh, this is a stitch up.
Well, you know, you did kick him out. He's gone. He didn't get his award. So
we have an award to give out.
Yeah,
now.
So I guess there is an award to give out.
So
do you think I want his sloppy seconds? Phil M's sloppy fucking seconds.
I don't know. I just thought
the dog fucker of the north. Do you think I want to come second to him?
We can edit it down so then it never showed up, and then you could just pretend that you won it.
You think I care about edits? I'm a one take man, my friend. One take. Turn the cameras on and I go.
I'm sorry, Oscar.
Or open the curtains because I do stage work as well.
Well, there's not really not really anything left for you here now, is there?
No.
Do I get reimbursed for the bus?
No, this isn't a paid gig. It's tough times for all of us.
Exactly. Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah, bye.
See you in a bit. Nice to meet you. Oh, I wonder when Stephen's going to be back.
That's a sad way to end, end the year, really.
It was. Terrible.
It's just sour note. Yeah. A sour man.
Very sour. Very. Oh, hello, Stephen.
Yeah, mate.
Hey, lads.
All right.
Got a hair in the mouth.
Said that before, haven't I? Where were we? Have we done a best character?
Done an award. Phil M.
Yeah,
won
Phil
best character. I've never heard of him.
No, I've heard of him.
It's a surprise.
I'm glad he won that because we got off to a bad start when I told him to fuck off and he left. But
yeah.
Turns out he's into bestiality, so.
Deserves it.
Good judge of character, I guess. Phil M. Well done to him. Well done, Phil.
Well done, Phil.
That'll be popular with the fans, I imagine.
Yeah.
Favourite topic we've done.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Conspiracies was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
conspiracies just because it was kind of a mixed up the format a bit.
Yeah, I agree.
So true.
I'm on the same wavelength as Tom. Conspiracies.
I
like the history one again.
Yeah.
Different dynamic.
Tim Jam. Was it Tim Jam? Timogen?
Timogen.
Yeah, that stayed in my mind.
Crime one. I really enjoyed the crime one.
Yeah.
I like crime. Not do it personally, but...
No, it's fine.
Ooh. Like the investigations in crime.
Yeah.
And the murders.
Yeah, so true.
Intriguing.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah.
Just remember one of my favourite bits of this year was the IMAX review of School of Rock.
I don't even remember that.
Neither.
I think
neither.
That was the last proper review we got, wasn't it?
No, we got Ocean's 8.
Okay, well, it was like the last review in the string of reviews before you were forced to mix
a
up
school,
the genre.
A School of Rock was quite early on.
It was.
And I think he fell apart.
He fell apart. He had a proper breakdown. And it was really fun. I enjoyed it. I think you did as well.
I think that was the school podcast.
Was it?
Yeah,
school?
I think it was.
He came in as... Two camera cat.
That was a really good, really good week.
I like Great Britain.
Great Britain,
yeah.
I touched on
Learned
Wales.
About the Welsh,
yeah.
Touched on something.
Most of that was
sorry to the
out.
Entire nation of Wales.
They didn't. Yeah. We got rid of it.
Oh, did we? Yeah, okay.
They can imagine. Learned about Ireland and England. That was good. Favorite moment. Now I'll set this up with. We are going to make a video about the. Yeah, the best moments of the podcast.
Is Red J going to be on that video?
It could be. You know, talking about his favourite moments.
I hope so.
Favourite moments. I'll say one. I don't think I'll be in the top 10.
Right.
But one of my favourite moments was when Max told the story about park life. But I've obviously heard it before. I've seen it. But it was the detail about him calling himself and listening to it the next day on the answering machine. That got me.
That was good.
Favourite moment, Dave?
Favourite moments. I really enjoyed doing the character. I thought that was good. Good laugh.
Which one?
Max's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was fun. That was a good time.
I liked it when Joe came in the podcast and mugged off Ryan.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I had a feud with IMAX for a few weeks.
That's up there. That was good.
Go on, Joe.
Dave Bowling's grandma story.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, that was a good one.
England national champion.
Yeah. Saying I'm allergic to orange juice.
Whilst
I was drinking orange juice.
Yeah.
That was great.
The apartheid. That was a terrible.
You love that though, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I've not had very good luck on these.
That was bad luck on your part.
Right, that was wrong wording, shall I say.
Yeah.
out of context, that looks terrible.
With context.
Yeah, even with.
Max, what was your favourite moment?
Just both of us just hanging out, having a good time.
Made us look silly now. Yeah.
So sweet.
When was the first podcast back in this format?
It was February 15th it came out. We did Love.
Yeah, that was probably my most success out of the whole 2020.
Wow.
Love.
Coming on this.
Oh.
Yeah. But moving in with my missus.
There we go. Yeah. Very nice.
Top.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Both to do with love.
Exactly. Oh, funny enough, yeah.
Both to do with four other guys being there.
Yeah.
So
this has been the main constant of my year, really.
Yeah. Likewise.
That and just hating Jack. Joking.
It's been a good addition having Joe.
Joe's brought so much enjoyment.
Mm.
Yeah. A lot of it in my own head now, imagining what Joe's up to.
Yeah.
We have made a character out of Joe.
He's done it himself.
Yes.
Joe is a character.
Yeah.
Okay, should we get on to Dave Raves?
It's Dave's Raves. Dave's Raves. Gotta get those Dave's Raves.
He's feisty.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dave's Raves.
Sounds like you're on blind date.
What would you make me for breakfast? Yeah.
All the lights have gone off.
Just in the studio.
Just as soon as the laugh comes out.
Help.
So, on this week of Dave's Raves, my first one is, do people still go to candle parties?
What's a candle party?
Oh, right. My mum used to go on candle parties all the time. Now, more people don't know what it is. I'm starting to think...
candles in a bowl.
My dad would never go, so, you know. But they used to go to a party, like, go around people's houses and buy candles. And just have a drink whilst looking for
candles. I think that's a bit like an Ann Summers party, isn't it? Where you do... Where it's about toys.
You
still having yours tomorrow?
Yeah, fingers crossed.
If it's still open.
Just within the support bubble.
I thought candle parties were more of a worldwide thing.
I've heard of it vaguely, but
it's just that. Second, not celebrities, but people you know.
Yep.
Do you know anyone?
It's difficult for me. Hard for Malifix.
With the last name beginning with U.
What do you mean, you?
Like the letter U.
Oh, you?
Do you know anyone with the last name beginning with the letter?
It's not really
Unsworth.
A British thing, is it?
Unsworth.
Yeah. Is it a friend? Nah, it's got to be a friend.
Can't tell you, mate.
I went to a girl.
What'd you say?
Just climbed up in there.
Does your name begin with you?
I went to school with a girl whose surname was Unsworth.
We weren't close.
There's been people.
Upson. Yeah. I didn't know anyone. Can't say.
Uganda.
Uganda, yeah. Uruguay.
Have you just accepted a Ugandan?
Someone's got to have that last name.
Uth. U-T-H. That's a German surname.
Just missing out the R.
You fat bastard. Must be a play called that at the football. Cool.
And my last and final one.
Yep.
I'll skip through them. Is what was your favourite... diss at school. Mine was your mum sells Avon.
This is so weird because actually today I was writing what's the best insult.
Yeah.
I'll answer your question. Yeah. God, your mum was said so much. It's
yeah,
just
your mum.
It was the timing of it.
Or you suck know? Your mum. That's a big one. But my favourite is, your mum sells Avram.
And when lads got over the homophobia, it became your dad.
Yeah, your dad. Yeah.
What were you doing last night? Your dad.
Your dad.
It was a real turning point.
Yeah.
I guess I still call people a gimp, but Gimp
was... Go to your Anthem's party.
Yeah, Gimp was big for a while. Big in a game.
You've got a face like a turtle shell. That was a good one. like this girl.
Is that farm thing?
You've got teeth like a stale balm cake. And I don't want to eat them.
You've got a hair like an unshaved polar bear.
You're more disgusting than Joe's jam.
Oh,
it was nice.
That's horrible, that.
It was, wasn't it? That was Dave's race.
It's Dave's race. Dave's race. Thank you for the Dave's race.
From one segment to another, it's Tom Looney.
He's Looney. Do you know what I thought about this the other day? This
Get
room
out, Joe.
Makes me feel a lot smarter.
Because we're in it.
Because there's books. As soon as I see books, I think smart.
Just by being near them.
Just by being near them.
Yeah.
If someone sees me with a book, they're going to assume I've read it.
Yeah.
And I ain't.
Yeah. That's why I always stand near women. Shagged all them. I'm not a loser.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Just to hang out in changing rooms.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
I didn't peek.
No.
Why would you?
Curiosity.
Yeah, that's fair.
Touché. I want to see a breast that I'm not related to.
Just watching your mum. You just picked the wrong door.
Not again.
Oh, I've seen that Nickelback tattoo somewhere. Oh dear.
So 2020's been a bit of a shit year.
Yeah. Wow.
You kind of think, you know, it's
not if you're Jeff Bezos.
Can't get worse. But Nostradamus thinks it can, so I thought I'd put together his predictions for 2021.
Is he still alive?
No, but he made... his predictions are slightly ridiculous. He's made so many of them.
So many.
Is this... So next year, 2021, we can expect a zombie apocalypse.
I wouldn't mind that. Actually, no, I would.
Yeah, a Russian scientist will create a biological weapon and produce a virus that can turn humankind into zombies and will be extinct in the near future.
Those pesky Russians. Did Nostradamus predict coronavirus?
Yeah, kind of. So he's predicted, this is another one, he predicted the end of the world would be, famine, earthquake and illnesses. Illnesses and epidemics. And this is happening around 2020, 2021. And at the moment we've got this, obviously the first epidemic in a long time that's really damaged us. And also, there is a famine going on. There's like killer locusts or something at the moment that's destroying food in Asia and Africa.
Yeah, Yemen, isn't it?
Yemen's expected to have its food supply decimated. So we could be looking at the end of the world there
for them. Maybe.
Yeah, solar storms in 2021. We're expecting greater, solar storms. We're going to be seeing more climate change by. Debris from space hitting the earth, and that's going to cause wars over resources and stuff, mass migration.
This is the most depressing.
So that's going to get a bit shit.
Will Wimbledon be back?
It doesn't look like it. It doesn't look good. It doesn't.
And
look
has he
good.
Got any tips for who's going to win?
Yummy.
So I read into this one, and apparently it's NASA have confirmed it, but it sounds like it's going to be 2022. But anyway, Nostradamus has predicted that a comet or asteroid is going to either hit the Earth or come very, very close. And NASA is watching one. Apparently it's the size of the pyramid in Giza.
Jesus.
And it's going to...
it's not that big, is it?
Yeah, so they're currently working on actual kind of technology to defense system to deflect them away.
Harry Maguire to head it away.
This is it. So that was Tom Looney, everyone.
Tom Looney.
Now it's time for Put It to the Max.
Put it to the max. To the max. Put it to the max.
We got one from Tom Eaton here. Hi, lads. My problem is that you've not started a series where Max tries to beat the record for the longest ever with one attempt every episode.
Cheers from some sad bastard who's sending you this at 3:28 a.m. on a Thursday.
Go on, Max. Three, two, one, go.
Yeah, boy!
What's the record?
Oh, I don't know.
We'll just say Max got it.
That was a really cheeky yeah boy as
well.
Yeah. There we go. The final put it to the max.
Yep. This is from Ryder and Alan Music. Don't know. All right, lads. I have a dilemma where I need to dump my girlfriend because I just need to move on in my life, but I don't know how to do it. Advice would be appreciated from the pussy man himself, Max. Cheers.
Should we get this out?
Yeah.
Get the improv king in.
Go on, Max. Who's playing who, though, before you go?
You're the dumper. Max is the dumpy. You can be Max's boss.
Oh, yeah, I'll be Max's boss. Yeah.
He's come around to fire him in person.
What? Oh. Hello, Rebecca. I'm glad you could come into work today.
Hello, Mr. John.
I've got some bad news to
John,
tell
John,
you.
John, sorry.
Sorry to interrupt you there, mate.
Can I pull my trousers up,
sorry,
please?
I was just talking to a customer.
Why are your trousers down, Becky?
Because this is the store bathroom. And I'm trapped. I've locked myself in by mistake. Oh, it's my boyfriend.
Oh, is this? Oh, he's not a customer. He's just...
He could be here to buy something. I don't know.
Do you want to buy any shoes?
Any toilet roll out there, please?
I'm not looking to buy anything. I'm looking to get rid of something, if I'm honest.
I've just got rid of something.
You don't need this anymore.
Probably all that curry we had last night, do you remember?
didn't get a fork.
Yeah, he had a spoon. He had some sort of soup.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I said, you don't need soup. You could use your metal straw with that.
You mean the fucking sauce left after you'd had it?
I don't know why it's swearing. Sorry, didn't I? Also, I don't know why you two are in the ladies' toilets.
I just needed a wee.
Becky.
Yes, sir.
Just if you open up this cubicle door.
You sure? I don't know if you want to see what's inside.
I did last night.
Hey,
he did.
I wiped your ass.
He didn't, mate.
You two have sex, then?
You're her employer, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Look, John. You might be able to help me with this.
Yeah.
As in, lift her up, that is.
I'm always.
Becky.
Hello, love.
You see that mirror in front of you?
Tell you what, let me just open door.
Oh, that stinks.
That's just Becky.
Vindaloo and lack of shower for 3 months.
Yeah.
Becky, just look in that mirror, okay, hun?
Yeah. Oh, yes, please.
See that?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to be with that.
Oh,
that's weird, because I'm looking at John through mirror.
I was looking at John's
reflection.
Becky.
Oh, you're talking about me?
Becky, you've stopped showering for 3 months. Caring about you. Why should I care about you?
I was hoping that you would, you would pick up the slack and you would help me out a little bit.
Pick up the slack? I'm not that strong.
You're not, you little wimp. Little weedy arms. He hasn't been to gym for 3 months.
Right, the fact
you want to know why I stopped showering? Because I don't want to be with this fucking gun.
I'm not going to be spoken to like that.
No.
You're dumped. Bye.
No!
Oh, that's awkward.
John,
I am free.
You're free for quick check.
Why do you think I come in here?
Quick. Yeah. You won't be saying that later.
I don't know why it's still here.
I'm going.
Yeah, get out.
You can
get
stay it. If you want.
Not a chance.
Turn this twosome into a threesome.
I'm gay.
You're gay?
I'm gay.
I'll probably leave then.
Am I getting dumped?
Why would I want to get back with you when you got a toilet brush up your ass?
Yeah.
Just use paper, for Christ's sake.
There's no paper left,
mate. You're not my problem anymore. Bye, bitch.
Yeah.
There we go, anonymous messenger.
I think we aced that. I don't see it going in any other direction.
That is a simple, plain sailing situation.
Yeah. Got a taxi to get by.
Oh, no worries, mate.
See you, Becky.
Yeah. A bit. Wow. What a nice woman.
Yeah. Taking his monster. Oh. I've just dumped mine.
Hey, he's here all week.
It's now time for everyone's favourite segment, Would You Rather?
Ooh.
Joe, you have the Would You Rathers.
Yes, I do. Would you rather your grandma see your internet history or your lover?
Grandma's dead, Joe.
Oh.
Mother or lover? And they'll have a full
mother or lover.
I think lover is less embarrassing.
Yeah, mine's not that bad.
Really?
It's not. I mean, what do you think? Are you expecting something different?
I don't think my mum would care either way.
It's just, I mean, the thing is, you know, it's not something that I really want to broach with my mum, you know.
Mm. Ooh, Tom's been wanking to the internet.
For me, most of my internet searches is how to spell things.
Yeah.
And I never actually know how to find it because I'm spelling it wrong.
Is that what you'd find embarrassing?
Yeah. So.
You know how to do dog. Desperately trying that for months.
Desperately trying to find porn.
What's born? I'm torn. Corn. Speaking of it, I actually bought my brother Pornhub Premium for Christmas, and I'm making sure that he opens it in front of my mum. Honestly.
What opens the tab on his?
No. Right. I've got in the gift card.
I just can't even.
So put that's lovely.
I found it hilarious.
It's quite an expensive gift, though.
It is £30 for 3 months.
Could you imagine that in your house?
What, Dave giving me porn and premium?
Just that kind of surprise on Christmas.
And the card's going to fall out.
Not really. My dad wouldn't do it. He's the only one.
Yeah. It seems odd.
It's more of a joke present.
Right, okay.
Useful, though.
I think it's going to be hilarious.
You and your brother class?
Yeah.
When he wanks.
And he's going to be well embarrassed. It's going to be so funny for me.
What's your dad going to say?
He'll find it funny.
He'll be too busy with my ears.
My grandma's going to be there as well. It's going to be hilarious. Yeah. But she's quite...
God.
I'm going to make sure they film it. not him wanking, him opening the present. It's been an emotion, a plan in my head for ages.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be amazing.
Basically,
just wait until he was old enough.
You bought it for yourself. Your girlfriend's seen it. It's not for me. For my brother.
He's done it.
So I'd go, I don't really care, either or, mother.
Girlfriend, nothing.
And both see it.
Because if they do, then she might go, get into that.
Would you rather have a huge fart every time you run or have an orgasm every time you fart?
Ooh.
Orgasm fart.
I do a fart every time I run anyway.
Yeah.
You've had a curry, Dave. You're watching the TV with your family. You fart.
When you say every time you run, just like, so if you're going for a run, you fart once.
Big fart, though. Cripples you.
So, like, I'm hospitalised.
Well, I'd rather have an orgasm.
I'll go for
then.
The orgasm one then. Or does that kill me also?
Horrific pain. Or cum in my pants.
You would say you fight now, you'd have an orgasm on camera.
True.
I mean, porn stars do it.
They don't fart.
Yeah, true.
Some do.
True.
Max.
That's a great question, Joe. I would have gone for the fart run, but you know, considering that it's going to put me in severe agony, I'm going to have to choose the orgasm one.
Well, could you just go on an exercise bike instead?
Yeah.
Well, I might do that then.
Yeah.
Or I guess during football, I couldn't play football anymore.
Fart during football,
unless you went in goal. I just did walking football.
Yeah, true.
So then you fart in goal. You don't want to get some nice shoots, go.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But I'd rather have the feeling of an orgasm than crippling pain.
Yeah.
Call me old fashioned.
This is it. I think that's where that one kind of falls down a bit.
Thank you for the would you rathers.
Yeah.
Final question.
Cheers, Joe.
It's the final question.
If you could guarantee one thing to happen in 2021, what would it be?
Me become a billionaire.
Right, okay.
Sorted.
What would you do with that money?
Well, we've spoken about this before.
Put on a premium for a year.
Right, hot air balloons, right? Yeah. I know they're a dying art, but in my mind...
But they are an art.
They're going to be coming back anytime.
You see Dave's Edinburgh shows.
And
the microphone won't stretch.
I'd invest a lot in hot air balloons. I like the idea of owning a few hot air balloons.
Yeah.
Just flying them around.
That's just easy to travel about, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Just need to knit to a restaurant one with their billionaire pals. Fire up the balloon.
Take you 3 days to get there.
Yeah.
Solid.
It's a gust of wind.
Exactly. I might end up in Oz.
Yeah.
That happens. But hot air balloons.
Nice.
Be my big investment.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Tom?
Do you know what? I'd like to be injury-free.
Wow.
Because
that'll take a lot.
Well, yeah. injuries have kind of caught up with me a little bit, and I have a lot of recurring things, and football, I've not really been... I mean, football's been stop-start anyway this year, but even in the times I've been able to play football...
Especially when you play with Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, injury-free in 2021. That'd be great by the end of the year to kind of be in peak physical condition.
1st of January 2022.
Just...
One of Dave's hot air balloons just falls.
Or I fart when I'm running.
Oh, shit.
I'd want... coronavirus to be just done, not yet an issue anymore. That's what I'd go for.
Feel quite selfish now.
Yeah. Replaced by a new super virus.
No, I don't want that.
Flesh eating.
Zombie. Old Notre Dame's
thought
coming
the coronavirus
true.
Was bad. Welcome to tier 50.
Well done.
Anyway.
Well done.
2020
in a nutshell.
Thank you very much for watching all of these podcasts. We've done over 40 of them.
There've
been some ups, some downs. That's just today. David's hot air balloon. Anyway, thank you very much for watching all of them. I'm sure you've enjoyed the journey. Maybe not.
Come in a bit more.
There we go.
Here he is.
Anyway, I've been joined by David Rees.
Thank you
Max Smith.
Goodbye there.
Oh, he brought it back.
Cut that.
Yeah, boy.
Cut that. Tom Looney.
Hey, what's your line, Tom?
Thank you for your continued support.
Oh, it's catchy as well.
It's good.
Joe McGrath.
Hey.
You like that coat, don't you?
Hey. Oh.
Potty mouth.
Honestly.
Swearing.
Oh, shouldn't swear in an on-air studio. Or wear that coat. Anyway, stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.